Hey guys, welcome back to the Salt Not Sweetener podcast. I am your host, Danielle Townsend, and this is episode 10. And I actually just recorded episode 9 earlier, and I was planning on taking a break for the day. I thought I had filmed all the content. I try to make Sundays my rest days. But in reading scripture, I really felt the Lord tell me to go ahead and record a podcast today on the topic of fasting and just how much fasting has impacted my life and how I know it can impact your life as well. Now, a lot of us, the last thing we want to do is fast. You know, a crazy thing? God has taken me through fasts time and time again, and has shown me how impactful it can be, how useful it can be. And still, when I feel called to do a fast, I find my flesh fighting it like crazy. It's weird, right? How we can see the good that comes out of a process that maybe doesn't feel super good. And even though we know that there's a good that will come of it, we've seen it happen. We don't want to participate in it. We still find reasons to reject it. Like, I have seen fasts contribute to breakthroughs that God is doing in my life so many times over, and still, when I feel called to fast, I get all squirmy inside, where I don't want to throw off my day. For me, being hungry throws off my mood. I don't want to throw a wrench into my day. God, can't you just do what you need to do or tell me what you need to tell me on a full belly? And sometimes the answer is no. Now, I want to share with y'all a couple different instances of fasting and just how God has used it in my life. And you know, the word fasting has been coming up a lot. It seems like it's been following me around everywhere the past couple weeks. And a week or so ago, I was having a conversation with a person where I was telling them that God delivered me through fasting. And this person's reaction very quickly was, "Fasting isn't necessary. You know, you don't need to fast. You know, you don't need to do that." And I could tell that fasting was a sore spot for this person. I have no idea why, but I could tell that that wasn't a topic that they wanted to talk about. And it wasn't something that they wanted to participate in. And I think a lot of people have a problem when it comes to fasting. You know, it was months ago, I was fasting, and I try not to tell a lot of people when I'm going on a fast, but this person kept asking. So, you know, I was honest with them of like, "I'm fasting," and they asked the reasons why you fast, and I had told them the reason why I was on that fast was because I could hear God clearer. And I felt like I needed to hear from him clearly. And you know, that person got pretty defensive pretty quick of, "Well, I don't see why you would want to worship a deity, a God who requires you to deny yourself, to deprive yourself." Really trying to make God sound wicked and evil, and trying to make it sound like, you know, going 24 hours without a meal was the end of the world. And you know, I can't tell you how many times in scripture you see people having to deny themselves. Jesus says, "Take up your cross and follow me, deny yourself." We see, you know, the Pharisees asking Jesus, "Why aren't your followers fasting? They're supposed to be fasting." And Jesus even says, "Well, hey, they don't need to fast right now while I'm here. Once I'm gone, that's a different story. You know, right now, no, but once I'm gone, they'll be participating in fasting." I'll have to find the scripture. And I know that it's now excluded for some Bibles where it says that some demons only come out through prayer and fasting. I know now it's changed in a lot of scripture to prayer and supplication. But right there, it shows that prayer can be used, prayer and fasting, supplication being the fasting. Can be used to deliver you, to break off demonic strongholds. Let me share for y'all how God used it to break off a demonic stronghold. And I didn't even realize this is what he's doing. Flashback to a time when I'm in New Age spirituality. Jesus Christ has just found me. I've surrendered my life to him. I gave up my job, and I was in a period where because the job I was working before was very sinful, was leading me to separation. I was leading other people to separation. I felt Christ call me to let that go and trust in his provision. And I went through a period of not having any income, living off of what I had left saved, and like eating off apps and stuff where I had free food racked up and everything. And then there hit a period where I wasn't, obviously the funds were running low. And all of a sudden I was having to like skip some meals. And before I know it, I was going a few days without eating. And I didn't understand what was going on. And I was praying to God, where I was like, God, like, are you angry at me? Are you starving me out? I thought you were going to provide for me. And I really felt like I kept being told, like, you are fasting. You are going through a fast. Like, this is going to be healthy for you. This is going to be good for you spiritually. And at this time, I did not know a lot about fasting. I didn't know a lot about deliverance, but I can tell you that I picked up a lot of demonic strongholds. Obviously, being a New Age spirituality, when I was a New Age spirituality, I was consulting with spirits. I was consulting with demonic entities, coming into agreement with things I shouldn't be coming into agreement with psychic readings, with mediumship, with everything. So I was coming into agreement with a lot of demonic strongholds. I was opening up a lot of doors for the devil to take root in my life. And I had been living a life of sin beforehand, you know, whether it be sexual immorality, like sex before marriage, if it was being a drunkard, like going into those kind of sins, gossip, anger, obviously with the New Age spirit of divination, I had so many demons, demonic strongholds, trying to latch on to me for dear life. And I truly believe that's why this spiritual warfare was so bad when I was trying to give my life to Christ. Like, when I tried to give my life to Christ, I was going through the mental battles. I had people showing up, trying to like speak death over me. I had a lot of warfare. And I really believe, you know, a lot of that warfare, the devil didn't want to let me go. And what was really interesting was, you know, when I came back to Indiana, there was a priest I was talking to, and he was telling me, he's like, look, you're going to be facing some serious warfare, because whether or not you realize that was what you were doing a lot of work for the devil. Like, you were very useful for him. Whether you realize whether that was your intention, and now he's lost you to God, and he wants you back. Like, and if he can't get you back, he wants you done. He wants you out. He wants you out of the game. And I saw that manifest very heavily in my life. I saw the spiritual warfare, but I also saw the goodness of God. But God took me through intermittent fasting. It lasted about 2 weeks, where I was going like 3-4 days without food. Like, I was drinking water, I was drinking my caffeine, and then I would get like a meal. I would get blessed, I'd get a meal, and then I would go back into that fasting. And what's crazy is, during that time, that was the most I had heard clearly from God. I was hungry, and instead of supplicating it with food, I was supplicating it with the word of God. That's the key. I know there's a lot of people that when they fast from food, they just try to distract themselves from their hunger and go about their daily lives. I'm telling y'all right now, when you're fasting from food, supplicate it with the word of God. When I'm fasting, I'm in my Bible. And, you know, I might throw in a couple episodes of The Chosen, or maybe listen to a sermon, listen to some gospel music. But number one is prayer time and alone time with the Lord. You know, we shouldn't be supplicating Bible reading just with sermons and TV shows. You need to be reading your scripture. You need to be biblically literate. Even if you don't like reading, put on where the Bible reads to you. You need to know the word of God. But these other things are very helpful. When I'm going through a fast, I'm in the Word of God, I'm journaling, and yeah, to take a break from reading scripture, I'll be putting some of those other things on, but I'm supplicating it, so that way I'm still feeding. Even on my rest day, like on Sunday, when I try to take a rest, meaning like I'm trying not to do like a lot of external work, I'm resting in Christ. So I'm listening to some sermons, I'm listening to a podcast, I'm watching The Chosen, I'm reading my Bible, you know, I'm praying to the Lord, I'm doing things that cultivate my relationship with Christ. But I'm telling y'all right now that like there was heavy spiritual warfare, and there was heavy things that were broken off of me during that fasting time. Like when I came out on the other side of that fast, God was taking me through trying to get me out of nicotine addiction. I no longer crave nicotine when I came out of that fast. I no longer crave to go back to the tarot cards that had been broken off of me. I actually had a lot of repentance and a lot of heart placement shifts on things, like on lustful things. I had a shift. There were people I forgave during that time period. Like when I tell you, my heart was almost like a completely new heart after just like those 2 weeks of fasting. Like so much resentment and hate and anger, so many places that the devil was taking root in my heart and my spirit were removed, were broken off by denying myself and supplicating with the word of God. It was crazy the difference that it had made. When I tell y'all, I was kind of like a complete new person. And then another instance of fasting, it was the day that I, at this point, I had gotten resources to drive back to Indiana, and it was the day I was gonna leave where I was at, and it was a big leap of faith because I only had like $300 to drive from California to Indiana, and that included gas, food, if anything went wrong, and I was mentally preparing myself for the leap of faith it was gonna take, and there were so many doubts being planted in my head and so much fear stopping me from just like getting in the car, like hitting the gas and going. And I felt the Lord tell me, like, I will give you the strength, but fast. Deny yourself. So that morning, I fasted from food. I fasted from my meal, and I found the strength through praying to God to get in the car, to start it up, and to start driving. And it wasn't until I think I was in, like, I was right outside of Las Vegas, when I finally stopped for food for lunch when I got far enough down the road that I knew, like, there was no turning back. And God used that in that moment to give me strength. And there were other times that God used my fasting to reveal things in the people around me. For instance, there was a person that I was close with that they would notice if I wasn't eating. And it happened on a couple different occasions when I was called to fast. And I knew that this person would get frustrated that I was fasting because it would throw their routine off, because they were used to eating meals with me and things like that, and just they were used to like kind of a set routine. So if I wasn't eating, even though that shouldn't throw it off for them in any way, they could still get whatever they want, cook whatever they want, eat whatever they want. They were upset. This person, I found anytime I was fasting, they would get very upset. They would get upset at God. They would say negative things about God. They'd make passive aggressive comments at me. And like for weeks after my fast, they would make passive aggressive comments about it. And kind of make comments and things that just weren't really true, like saying like I was really mopey and stuff when I actually was up, like bouncing around, cleaning, doing a lot of things. I noticed that any time I was denying myself for God and throwing off their routine for them, they would get really upset. And God later on used this to reveal to me that this person was used to me really submitting to them, and really striving to please them throughout my life. And now God was the person I submitted to, and God was the person I strived to please. And sometimes God would ask me to do things that were pleasing to God, but were displeasing to this person. And I put what was pleasing to God over if it was displeasing to them. They were now second place to God in my life. They were no longer serving as an idol. And that fasting allowed me to see that, wow, my priorities have really shifted. But that fasting also revealed to this person that my priorities had really shifted. And their reaction to my priorities shifting was very telling for me of where they were at support-wise on my walk with Christ, and also really kind of helped me navigate what boundaries to put up. When I'm casting my pearls before swine, and just God will use fasting. And I think this is going to be a little bit of a shorter video, but God will use fasting to reveal things about yourself, to reveal things about other people, to break off demonic strongholds, to give you clarity. I'm telling y'all that there are sometimes when I've been praying for weeks, like, God, I need to hear from you. Like, just let me hear from you. And he would say, go on fast. And I would fast, and it would be that day, all of a sudden, in my journal after scripture reading prayer to him, I'm writing down like God is giving me like a word. God is giving me a lot of clarity. And then, like, weeks later, I'm looking back and seeing how it all played out and how God fully delivered. Sometimes fasting is just so you can hear God clearer. Fasting helps you to lock in on the Lord and to like tune out all the other voices. And I'm not saying that the devil's not going to be trying to whisper at you whatsoever, but the best way I can describe it is when you go through a fasting and you have that hunger, yes, there's that physical hunger, but there's also like a spiritual hunger there. And it's almost like your spirit really starts kicking in, right? Like when you're really starting to deny the flesh, you're weakening the flesh, and the spirit can kind of overcome those fleshly desires. I really hope listening to this back, this wording makes sense, because it makes a lot more sense in my head. Where, yeah, the things that usually my flesh would overtake when I start denying my flesh, all of a sudden I notice it's like my spirit overcomes. And, there is a heavy. There are a lot of people who say that fasting isn't just food. Fasting is all of these other things. And I will say, in my interpretation, when fasting is mentioned in the Bible, it's talking about food. We see denying food, denying the flesh, and you'd be surprised how many different ways denying the flesh when it comes to food, fasting makes the craziest difference, is delivering, brings clarity, does all these things. But I also have experienced when God has called me to take time off, fast from other things. So when I see fasting mentioned in scripture, I see it related to food. But that doesn't mean that God cannot call you to deny yourself in other areas, because we're supposed to put God above all things in our life. So anything that you're putting before the Lord, anything that might be bringing up something negative out of you, or something that God is trying to cut off of you, cut out of you, he may ask you to deny yourself. Scripture says if your arm causes you to sin, cut it off. If your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. And I'll give you an example. When God was taking me through a food fasting, I also felt the need to fast from social media. And I, for a couple weeks, didn't get online, didn't scroll, didn't do anything. Instead, I was in my Bible the whole time. Because remember, that was a time when God was breaking me off in New Age spirituality. And I had been used to watching tarot card readings and astrology things and, mediums and all that stuff. And that was still what my social media was full of. And I had a problem of I was reading scripture, and like when I felt like I couldn't understand something, or I felt like I wanted a prophetic word, like I found myself starting to get on social media and passively scroll. And it was almost kind of like I was looking for those things, and I was seeking those things, and they were actually starting to muddy up, because we know those things are not from God. And I was in that weird transition period of like trying to seek God, but these old things were really knocking at my door. It was all in the algorithm, and those were the comforts I was used to going to. And this was a really uncomfortable time period going through denying the food, like denying the flesh, not eating. And I found when I couldn't get quick understanding, I was going online and trying to find understanding. And not only that, but kind of allowing ungodly sources to slip in. So I really felt the Lord say, nope, you're staying off social media until I give you the green light to get back on, because you need to be delivered from this thing. And it was crazy how once that fast was over and I felt like the Lord said, okay, you can get back onto scrolling on social media. This was before I had the green light to be posting again. He took me in kind of waves. When I was scrolling, all of a sudden, I found when those things would come across my page, I was blocking the page immediately. I was hit not interested. I wasn't entertaining it like I was in the past. I was seeing it and being like, this is deceptive. I was seeing it and being like, this is trying to get me to rely on my own understanding. Like, I was just, and that wasn't the way I was reacting a couple weeks before. So I do believe that the Lord had called me to fast from social media. There were times after that too where I would find myself gravitating towards social media and passive scrolling to be a comfort. And I would feel the Lord telling me, hey, deny your flesh, put down the phone, pick up the Bible, go to prayer time, deny yourself that comfort that you usually go to. And every time I've seen how God substitutes, how Jesus Christ steps in. So if you are questioning, like, Will God ask me to deny myself other things, not just food? Of course. There are some times when God is saying, deny yourself, deny the flesh. He's telling you, deny that fleshly desire, deny yourself that comfort, and instead find Christ. Instead, go to Christ. For an example, a more recent one that I've seen, I have found comfort. And so I've been very honest with my testimonies of what Jesus Christ has done in my life. But there were a couple things that like have been a long residing pain that I just hadn't been talking about publicly or glorifying God about. For example, my mental health. And I kept seeing fasting, and I felt like the Lord was telling me to deny myself the comfort I've been giving myself of keeping that quiet. Because I haven't been exactly hiding, how bad my mental health used to be, but I haven't been publicly talking about it and how God delivered me from it, because it was a shame thing. It was an embarrassing thing. It was a thing I just wanted to forget about and move on from. It was a thing where I was afraid that people were going to look at me sideways and never look at me the same, or just label me as like a caution forever. So I had just tried to kind of bury that in the past, and the Lord had really revealed to me, like, that's me giving myself a comfort, and I have to deny myself that comfort and share the testimonies that God has called me to share. So this, even in a way, me talking about these things today is me kind of denying my flesh, because my flesh wants to hide. My flesh wants to forget about it and move on. And the Spirit knows that this is a testimony to help others. So yeah, I pray that this conversation on fasting helps you today. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Townsend. We'll be back for episode 11 soon, I hope. Until then, have a wonderful day. God bless.